murder or the concept holy blood with regard to the killing of a non-Jew will search in vain, because he will not find it. It follows from Maimonides' words that a Jew who killed a non-Jew was exempt from human judgment, and has not violated the prohibition on murder. As Maimonides writes in The Laws of Murderers, a Jew who killed a resident alien is not sentenced to death by a court of laws. Feir emphasis supplied, if the annihilation and destruction of Amalek, including his children and infants, is carried out without mercy, will there be a Nuremberg trial of Rabbi Hess, Rabbi Yisri Lerial, and Rabbi Mikahane on charges of genocide? If they should escape, will there be a Simon Wiesenthal to track them down and bring them to justice? What have all the Holocaust studies and Holocaust memorials and pilgrimages to Auschwitz accomplished? Has mankind learned nothing? The racial superiority of the Jews, the fate of the Palestinians and other non-Jews under Jewish rule is described in detail by Huckabee and others cited. A reasoned analysis of the status of non-Jews in a Jewish state can be found in an article entitled A New Approach to Israeli-Arab Peace, published in Kivunim 24, August 1984. An official publication of the World Zionist Organization. The author is Mordechai Chainison, a lecturer on the Middle East at Hebrew University in Jerusalem. According to Dr. Nissen, Jews are permitted to discriminate against foreigners in a way that Jews would angrily denounce were it done to them. What is permissible to us is forbidden to others, emphasis supplied. While it is true that the Jews are a particular people, they nonetheless are designated as a light unto the nations. This function is imposed on the Jews who strive to be a living aristocracy among the nations, a nation that has deeper historical roots, greater spiritual obligations, higher moral standards, and more powerful intellectual capacities than others. This vision, which diverges from the widely accepted egalitarian approach, is not at all based on an arbitrary hostility towards non-Jews, but rather on a fundamental existential understanding of the quality of thus the concept of the chosen people as an aristocracy provides sanction for the unequal and discriminatory treatment of non-Jews, who are inferior. Nissen does not consider the possibility that other nations might also claim aristocratic status for themselves. One can only wonder whether the light unto the nations, referred to by Nissen, is being held in Shamizanfist, a Baaban, in an article appearing in the Jerusalem Post of November 19, 1988, entitled The Issues That Won't Go Away, Comments on the Rise of Kahanism. To unfreeze the diplomatic deadlock is a more urgent task than to form a united front against the dangers of religious fundamentalism. In point of fact, the two issues are linked to each other. Ruling a foreign nation without according total equality or rights is a policy that can only be defended by attitudes of self-assertion and exclusivism which are incompatible with prophetic Judaism and classical Zionism. It is the maintenance of a non-democratic structure for over 20 years which enabled Kahanism to flourish, and which has now given birth to thousands of Jewish voters who have given their mandate to the idea of making the lives of thousands of people in their own homes so intolerable that they will agree to leave. Transfer is a euphemism for the kind of enforced or induced uprootings of which Jews were the main victims in history. This idea enters the Israeli bloodstream 2 centuries after Jews in Europe fought successfully to defend the principle of equal rights for all who live under any jurisdiction. That was the principle which enabled Jews to become emancipated from their previous humiliation. Nissen continues in a passage that Huckabee says must be presented in its entirety to register the tribalism of this mindset. The land was the special divinely granted territorial promise to Abraham and his seed non-Jews, without a role on the highest plane of religious endeavor, are thus without a role on the plane of public activity. The linkage of politics and religion in the Jewish experience is supported by the equally tight connection between kinship and politics. Those of the tribe are the sole bearers of authority to determine national affairs. The laws that grant equal rights to all citizens of Israel were passed today. In contrast, the demand is voiced that all non-Jewish residents of the Jewish state be dealt with according to halakhic regulations which, not incidentally, support the nationalist aim of decreasing the number of Arabs living in the country by making their lives difficult. Supporters of this view willfully ignore international norms, having to do with racial non-discrimination, and with civil / economic and social rights as formulated in international conventions, even where Israel has what is in store for the Palestinians under Israeli rule becomes clear. Rabbi Mikahane asserts that a non-Jew who lives in the land of Israel can obtain only the status of resident alien, Haaretz, August 13, 1983. Citizenship, political status, the right to vote and hold office, all of these are reserved exclusively for Jews. Again, these ideas are not without foundation in traditional sources. Maimonides himself is a major source on the treatment of non-Jews who have been conquered and have come under Jewish rule, a category that is clearly applicable to the Arabs of Israel proper, Judea, Samaria, and the Gaza Strip. M. for Rabbi Mikahane is quoted by Huckabee as follows: if the inhabitants make peace and accept the seven commandments enjoined upon the descendants of Noah, none of them is slain, but they become tributary, as it is said, they shall become tributary unto thee, and shall serve thee. Deut. 20:11. If they agree to pay the tribute levied on them, but refuse to submit to servitude, or if they yield to servitude, but refuse to pay the tribute levied on them, their overtures are rejected. They must accept both terms of peace. The servitude imposed on them is that they are given an inferior status, that they lift not up their heads in Israel, but be subjected to them, but they be not appointed to any office that will put them in charge of Israel. The terms of the levy are that they be prepared to serve the king with their body and their money. Hilkiah, the category of Ben Noah, son of Noah, defines the non-Jew who has accepted the seven no-child laws. In return for being permitted to live in the country of sacred history and religious purpose, the Ben Noah must accept to pay a tax and to suffer the humiliation of servitude. See Deut. 20:11. Maimonides, in his legal code on the laws of kings, states explicitly that he be held down and not to raise his head against Jews. Non-Jews must not be appointed to any office or position of power over Jews. If they refuse to live a life of inferiority, then this will signal rebellion and the unavoidable necessity of Jewish warfare against their very presence in the land of Israel. Emphasis supplied. Huckabee discusses the implication of this view. If applied to the Arab nation, is not presenting merely a theoretical analysis, he offers practical suggestions as well. A non-Jew must not be appointed to any public post in Israel. With regard to the autonomy concept of letting the Arabs have self-rule only under Israeli supervision, he writes, this political solution is thus in the spirit of the traditional Jewish approach, both with regard to the land of Israel, and with regard to non-Jewish minorities. If Canada, of which he was formerly a citizen, treated Dr. Nizan as a Ben Noah, a member of the servant class with restricted rights, he would have protested it as deplorable discrimination, but he sees no contradiction in the Jews, as the chosen people, having a license to treat non-Jews in just this way. This is tribal morality given theological justification. I do not know how many Jews share his belief, but the publication of the article in a leading Zionist periodical is cause for great concern. Emphasis supplied. Israel frequently prides itself on being the only democracy in the Middle East. Rabbi Kahane plans to change that, says Huckabee. Mikahane does not mince words. There is an absolute and irresoluble contradiction between the state of Israel and the modern nation state that sees all of its citizens as possessing equal rights. There is a potential confrontation between the Zionist Jewish state and modern ideas of democracy and citizenship. p. 109. Can we as Jews confront the world with such an assertion? Certainly there is much discrimination and repression in the world, but few openly proclaim the right to treat others as inferior, and laud themselves for doing so. The claim can now be made that communism has appeared among us. Emphasis supplied. Huckabee acknowledges that he may be inviting criticism by exposing the beliefs and intentions of the religious extremists. He feels strongly that the conspiracy of silence among Jews must be broken, so that these positions can be challenged openly. A case can be made against me that, by revealing these tendencies of the Jews and Israel, I am providing ammunition to enemies. I find myself in a painful conflict. There is no escape from it, though there is comfort in knowing that I'm not alone, and I'm not divulging any secrets. Much of what I have written here has been aired elsewhere, including the problem of the identification of Amalek with the Arabs.